Title: Congress Extends Telehealth Flexibilities for 2 More Years. Content: With only 2 weeks remaining in the year, Congress is considering a government funding deal, the Further Continuing Appropriations and Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, 2025, or the bill. That includes a welcome holiday gift for healthcare providers and patients, an expansive healthcare package that would extend certain telehealth flexibilities promulgated during the COVID-19 Public Health Emergency, PHE, for an additional 2 years. The extended telehealth flexibilities are currently set to expire on December 31, 2024. This extension would generally allow providers to continue to serve Medicare patients via telehealth consistent with the current practices. Although congressional Democrats and Republicans initially appeared aligned in support of the bill, there has been some more recent Republican reticence related primarily to its costs. We are closely monitoring this evolving story. Flexibilities that would be extended by the bill. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, issued a number of telehealth waivers during the PHE, some of which were extended through December 31, 2024 by the 2023 Consolidated Appropriations Act, CAA. 1. The bill would extend those flexibilities through December 31, 2026. The flexibilities that would be extended by the bill are: definition of originating site. The bill would extend the definition of originating site to mean any site in the U.S., including the home of an individual. An originating site is the location at which the telehealth eligible individual is located at the time the service is furnished via a telecommunications system. Definition of practitioner. The bill would extend the definition of practitioner to also include a qualified occupational therapist, qualified physical therapist, a qualified speech-language pathologist, and a qualified audiologist. Prior to the PHE, a practitioner was limited to a physician assistant, nurse practitioner, clinical nurse specialist, certified registered nurse anesthetist, certified nurse midwife, clinical social worker, clinical psychologist, and registered dietitian or nutrition professional. RHC and FQHC telehealth services. The bill would extend the authorization for rural health clinics, RHCs, and federally qualified health centers, FQHCs, to provide and reimburse for telehealth services. In-person visit requirement for telehealth mental health services. The bill would delay the reimbursement requirement for physicians and practitioners to conduct in-person exams within 6 months before an initial telehealth service for purposes of diagnosis, evaluation, or treatment of a mental health disorder until January 1, 2027. Audio-only telehealth. The bill would provide that telehealth services furnished using audio-only telecommunications technology will continue to be covered and reimbursable. Recertification of eligibility for hospice care. The bill would extend the permissible use of telehealth for conducting face-to-face encounters prior to recertification of eligibility for hospice care. HDHP/HSA Safe Harbor for telehealth services, for plan years beginning between December 31, 2022 and January 1, 2027. The bill would extend the ability of health savings account qualifying high-deductible health plans to cover telehealth services on a pre-deductible basis. Other notable provisions. In addition to extending the flexibilities described above, the bill also includes the following provisions: required use of modifiers in certain circumstances. The bill would direct the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to establish requirements for codes or modifiers by January 1, 2026 for claims for telehealth services that are furnished: 1. Through a telehealth virtual platform by a physician or practitioner that contracts with an entity that owns the platform or has a payment arrangement with an entity for use of the platform, or 2. Incident to a physician's or practitioner's professional service. Acute hospital care at home. The bill would extend hospital at home flexibilities until 2029. Changes under the CY 2025 Physician Fee Schedule Final Rule. CMS also recently finalized certain changes to maintain certain telehealth flexibilities within its regulatory authority in the calendar year 2025. Physician Fee Schedule Final Rule, Final Rule 2. The changes implemented by the final